wise choice, little one. Glad you could pick the right option. Now, how about we get into the fun stuff?
Done. I'm pulling you out of there.
I know you've been for a lot of, you know, explicit stuff, but I'd rather not find out what she was going to do with you. Anyways, this place, seems a lot more relaxing than the others. Some sort of Feywild forest, maybe? Oh! Huh? I didn't say that. What? I didn't think you could hear them too. Oh, fuck. There's not enough time to explain. I have work to do. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey there, stranger. Who are you talking to? Yourself? Oh, I do it, like, all the time. It's really fun seeing how Gloom never seems to be in the mood to talk to me.
Whatever. I told you not to go up there, and here we are.
Quit being such a killjoy, Gloom. So, what's your name for a person that appeared from thin air, has a weird glowing thing around you, and speaks to themselves, which is totally not odd or anything?
What a lame name.
Yeah? Well, what kind of names are Bloom and Gloom then?
Good ones.
Quiet, you. Well, what brings you here, stranger? Seems to be a lot of weird things showing up. Like, hey, I saw a really big crocodile thing with no eyes. And there was this odd doctor who spoke about being the cure. I don't really know what that meant, but it was interesting watching him chase around the Lamias and the fairies. They were just out of reach, so any time he tried to grab them, they just flew up. It was really funny.
This place finally got some action after years of the same old lame boring stuff.
And as you can see from how enthusiastic Gloom is being, she seems to enjoy this. You know, I mean, there's a lot of fun things to do around here. Like, listening to the trees, watching the fairies go by, talk to different species.
Go on. Tell them the rest of the things we have to do.
Lots of things to do.
Actually, tell them about that cool-looking statue thing that we saw and that looked like a turd. That one was my favorite. Vanished when we looked away, though.
Oh, and that crying thing. I say thing because I don't know what it was. And I didn't know why it was so upset. Hey, maybe we could have helped it, Gloom.
If someone is that ugly, would they crawl up into a ball to hide their face and cry? Then I suppose we should have given them a bag over their head.
SCPs. From a pre-made dimension. Hello? There are thousands of them.
Hey.
It certainly is cool, but
hi. Hello?
I have my mind occupied right now.
Stranger.
I'm sorry.
Hi. There you are. Hi. Are you alright? See something in the sky or something? What? Why is the moon red?
Holy fucking shit, is that a Bloodborne reference? back to work.
Bloom, I think I'm actually going to smell for once.
Oh, really? Why?
Things might not be so boring for once. I just might cry from this. You there. Whatever you're doing to this place, allow us to tag along.
Gloom, are you sure? This place can be nice. Scratch that, it can get really boring.
I've always dreamed of being able to see what's out there. If you can actually show us more, take us on a wild adventure, then please, Let us tag along.
This is the first time I've seen you like this, Gloom. Emotion's a good look on you, even though you lack it. And plus, you even said please. That's the first time you've used your manners.
I will fucking kill you.
Love you too, sister.
Well, they certainly are adorable. I'll give them that. Well, what do you say? You currently have some of my powers, so... You want to keep them, or leave them behind? They'll either cause trouble for us, or be useful later down the line. Once you make your decision, tap them next to the palm of your hand. You'll link up to them, and it'll allow them to teleport to you whenever. The choice is yours. I'll get the location ready in the meantime. But right now, you're a quarter of how strong I am, thanks to me. That spider too. Her name is Spindel, a queen in her dimension. She demonstrated a move that Celestials can do. Marking your body, trading some of her power into you via the venom and... It's interesting. Look at you go. There's a lot that you don't know yet. And a lot that I'm just figuring out. That voice you heard, I think it's transferred. I am a god, a goddess of imperfection. And those voices that you've heard before or seen me talk to are my mistakes. And no matter what I've done, I could have not given someone money and they could have gotten hurt for it or starved for it or something like that. That manifests into a voice that speaks to me to remind me of the mistake I made, to remind me that I'm not perfect each time. You are currently acting like a vessel for my power, and you are currently carrying the goddess of imperfection's power, part of it. Which means that, as a side effect, or however you'd like to call it, you'll hear those voices too. Any mistake that you've made, you'll hear a voice. I'm sorry. If you'd like to back out of this now, you can. I'm sure I can handle this on my own. I am the owner of this dimension. Just one more location, and then if you want to leave or not, just let me know. But it's been a pretty nice adventure so far. Make your decision, and then I'll get going.
Please don't leave me. I don't know what I've done wrong to you. Don't leave me again, please. Please, please. Please.
Shall we make more mistakes? Your friend has made a lot of mistakes too. Let's see if you can make as many as she did.